Hello, my name is Fanaka Adrian, and this is my podcast. In this podcast, I'll talk about politics, economics, philosophy, psychology, sociology, public policy, nationalism, so social sciences in general. Fun services, post-industrial industries, fun services grew 7 times more in the US than in continental Europe. Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. Today we're going to discuss welfare states. We start with some comparison between 18 welfare states in 1980 between corporatism, etatism, pension, private health, universal social security. So let's start. In terms of number of occupationally distinct public pension schemes, the average in this sample of states was 4.1 in 1980, with countries like Australia and Ireland and New Zealand having the lowest number, 1, while in Italy and France there were 10, 12 distinct public pensions. Etatism, meaning expenditure on pensions to government employees, as percentage of GDP, mean of 1.7, with minimum of 0.2 in Canada, 0.7 in Australia, 0.8 and 0.9 in New Zealand and Norway, while 3.1 in France, 3.8 in Austria, and 3 in Belgium. Yeah, so Belgium, Austria, big state, while Canada, not so big. New Zealand, Norway, not so big. Okay, then we can see private pensions, a percentage of total pensions, 13% the average, lower in Finland, Austria, and higher in Japan, Canada, Australia. Private health spending as percentage of the total, we see in Australia, very high private spending, while in Norway minimum, and in Ireland same, with probably everything going to the public health. Let's move on. We have a cluster of welfare states according to conservative, liberal, or socialist regime. So we have strong conservatism in Austria, Belgium, France, Germany, Italy, while with strong liberalism in Australia, Canada, Japan, Switzerland, the US, and big degree of socialism in Denmark, Finland, Netherlands, Norway, Sweden. Estimates of the scope of private pensions. Well, basically in Australia, Canada, Denmark, Germany, Netherlands, Switzerland, and the US, it grew several times, while in countries like Finland, France, Sweden even, or the UK, it grew very little or even went down. When it comes to expenditure on public and private sector pension schemes, we see public pension scheme or social security higher in Sweden, Germany, Austria, and lower in Ireland, Japan, Canada. When it comes to private pension, we see it higher in Australia, Switzerland, the US, and lower in Ireland, Norway, Finland. Next, receiving pension in 1939, in France, for example, or Switzerland, 0 or 5%, or the US, also 5% of population over 65 received a pension in 1939, while countries like Germany, Sweden, UK, and Denmark, over 60% of the aging population received a pension. So these are the two big extremes when it comes to social welfare state. Let's now talk a little about industries, which industries grew between the 60s and the 80s in three countries, Germany, Sweden, and the US. Agriculture fell, while manufacturing fell only in Germany and Sweden. In the US, it grew 1%. Fun services, post-industrial industries, fun services grew 7 times more in the US than in continental Europe, Germany, Sweden. Government grew less in the US than in Europe, with producer services growing 2 times faster in the US than in Germany and Sweden. Health, education, welfare grew a lot, the highest in all the 3 countries, almost, except in the US, but still 6.2% growth of the health, education and welfare there between the 60s and the 80s. Government had a big impact on the employment growth, 65% in Germany, 82% in Sweden and only 23% of the job growth in the US related to government. Finally, percentage of labor force by industry. The industrial activity in 1985 was around 30 in US and Sweden, with 47 in Germany, with a subtotal of post-industrial activity of 38 in the US, 35 in Sweden and only 21 in Germany, and the government being higher in Germany than in Sweden and the US. 10% in Germany, 7% in Sweden and 8% in the US, with personal services representing a higher share of the labor force in Germany than in the other 2 countries. And finally, the relative size of selected occupational groups. Managers represented in 1986 11% of the total workforce in the US, 5% in Germany and 2% in Sweden. In the US, 30%, the highest, is the industrial production workers. Same in Germany, 44%, and same in Sweden, 29%. However, in Sweden, nurses, social service workers and teachers represent a very high 22% of the population. And in Germany, except industrial workers, the highest are the professionals and the technicians. While in the US, excluding industrial production, there are the other service sector workers, most probably the FAN, and there we exclude the domestic servants. If you like this kind of analysis, please don't forget to write to me. You can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook. I'm Adrian Fanaka. Thank you and see you in my next video. Bye.